Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. Today, I want to talk about something that's been a hot topic of conversation amongst my Relatable students. I run an online program called Relatable, and I've had a number of new students join me over the past couple of weeks. And in our live calls, which I run twice a week, we have been talking about what do you do or how do you handle when the person you are in relationship with or the person you want to improve your relationship with has a completely different view of the world to you. So they have a completely different opinion around something, or they have a completely different way of handling something. How do you transcend that difference? Now, notice I use the word transcend because we are looking at a completely new paradigm, a new way of approaching things. And transcending something is very different to dealing with differences. So when I talk about transcending, and let's just look at that definition for a second. I looked up what the Cambridge Dictionary's definition of transcending is. It is to go further, rise above, or be better than something, especially something that we see as a limit. And I think when it comes to dealing with differences, we get really bogged down in our own limits and we can't see them. Now, if we go back to what I just said before about dealing with differences or transcending someone else's opinion, dealing with someone else who has a completely different opinion to you, the traditional approach is to find a way through the minefield of how compatible we are. We're going to sit down and look at, we'll make a list of how compatible we are, our likes and our dislikes. How many things do we have in common? How many things are we on the same page around? And then, of course, it would be looking at things like our values. Do we share the same values? Do we share the same views politically? Are we on the same page? Right? This would be the what I would call the traditional approach. Now, the problem with the traditional approach is people start to define each other based on their tastes and preferences. So people will start to say, oh, they're that kind of a person because they barrack for this football team, or they like that kind of political party. So they are a liberal, or they're a Labour person, or they're a Republican or a Democrat. And so we start defining people by their tastes and preferences. And that becomes very, very problematic in relationships, and it puts limits on you, on the other person, and on the relationship itself. So I want to talk about a different way of approaching this altogether. I want to talk about transcending. And as I said before, that is to go further, rise above a situation, a belief, an opinion, especially something that we see as a limit. When we can transcend something that is a barrier, rather than seeing it as a barrier, but transcend it, then that relationship and that level of connection goes to a whole completely different level than what is available when you're trying to navigate compatibility, when you're trying to see whether someone shares your values, whether you're trying to see how much you have in common, where you're on the same page, the way you approach things, because that is very, very limiting. What happens when we look at it from that perspective is people get very, very resentful because it feels like you have to give something up in order for something to be okay. And it becomes about a chess game. I've moved my piece over here. You've moved your piece over there. Oh, I don't like how far you've moved yours. I've moved mine further than yours. You need to do more of this. You need to do more of that, et cetera, et cetera. And it becomes about horse trading. Oh, well, I'll do that for you if you do that for me. Well, I didn't do that last week when I really wanted to. So this week you need to do what I want, et cetera, et cetera. And we start ratcheting these up like a notch in a belt. That's what we do. How many times have I done this for you versus how many times you've done that for me? And it's a very, very low level to be a relationship in. It's not a heart space place. It's an intellectual ego space place. And when we're in relationship from that place, it is inevitable that you're going to clash. It's inevitable that you're going to feel disappointed.
It's inevitable that you're going to put a lot of expectations on someone based on what you think you have or haven't done, or what you think you do or don't deserve. And from there, relationships do not thrive because we end up coming from judgment. We end up gauging and assessing what someone else's values are, how compatible we are or we are not, why we are compatible, why we're not. And all of a sudden, it looks like our well-being and the well-being of the relationship depends upon those limits. So let's talk about transcending, because this is a much, much easier way to be in relationship. And it's something that I've talked a lot about with my relatable students this week, and I talk a lot about in the program. We have this extraordinary capacity to transcend something as human beings. We really do. And that is to rise above, to see beyond. And when you do that, you realize that the level of connection that is available in a relationship, and this can be any relationship, does not depend on how alike you are, what you agree or don't agree on. And you actually start to see someone not defined by their differences, opinions, tastes, or preferences. You start to see them in a completely different reality, in a completely different light. And when we do that, our thinking falls away. Our judgments fall away, and we step into something that's far more empowered, connected, understanding. It's a level of goodwill and partnership that people do not know actually exists, that goes beyond anything you can imagine. And I regularly get this feedback from my clients and my students. You know, this is why I often say people don't realize just how much more there is on offer, and we don't realize it because we get so caught up in what we see as a fact or a truth. We don't see it as a limit. When you believe that your values are a fact, when you believe that your opinion is the only opinion or the better opinion, we get really bogged down in defending something. And when we're doing that, we're not listening, we're not creating connection, we're not having what I would call a meeting of the minds. We're not transcending our experience. We're getting bogged down in the detail, and we get caught up in expectations, judgment, resentment. I could go on and on and on. You know, I think this is something that due to lockdown, COVID, and obviously the mind-boggling changes and differences that have swept the world in the last 12 to 18 months, this has been a really big topic of conversation. I've had people come to me and all of a sudden they find themselves in a conversation with someone who is pro-mask and the other one is anti-masking. One of you thinks that putting a mask on is being of service to the community and doing the right thing by each other, and the other person sees putting a mask on as a loss of freedom, a loss of human rights. And so here you are in polar opposite places with this person that you love, whether it be your partner, a child, a work colleague, friend, family members. Or maybe you're someone who deeply, deeply believes in lockdowns, and maybe you're someone who thinks that that is the wrong way to approach anything, and that we need to be finding a way to isolate certain areas of the population or the community and treating those people more at risk. There's been a lot of people coming up against differences, and what they would say is really big differences. We saw a lot of this last year with the US election. You had people who were pro-Republican and people who were pro-Democrat, or you had people that were once Democrat and decided to become Republican and vice versa. If you are someone who sees that as so important and as a definition of someone's character, you're going to get very, very, very defensive and positional about what you see as the better way. And you're just going to be at loggerheads with each other. We see this with people with sports, football teams. It's football season in Australia at the moment, so there's an awful lot of conversation around who is the better football team. You've got old enemies going head to head. Carlton and Collingwood have been long-term enemies of one another, or there have been long-term spectators and supporters who are firmly Collingwood or firmly Carlton, and they'll defend themselves and get into really, really intense arguments over why their football team is better than another. You'll see people who argue over why Melbourne is better than Sydney, for example. You know, there are definitely cities that are people are passionate Melbourne supporters and people who are passionate Sydney supporters. In our relationships, this can be a really big issue, because all of a sudden, when we are married to something, we define the other person based on their preferences. We define the other person as a certain someone. If they like this political party or they're pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination or pro-lockdown or anti-lockdown or pro-mask or anti-mask, pro-Brexit, not Brexit, you know, pro-Meghan and Harry, non-Meghan and Harry. It's really, really interesting. And people often see their differences as deal breakers, as lines in the sand. And I find that immensely fascinating. So they'll often come to me and say, Fiona, how can I get that person to agree with me? How can I get them to see that they're wrong? What can you do to show them that they need to stop voting for the Democrats and they need to vote Republican? Or how can you get them to stop being Liberal Party supporters and Labor Party supporters, which are our two main political parties in Australia? Oh my goodness, I've just realized I'm married to someone who is an anti-masker and I am totally pro-mask. I can't believe this. They're just being so selfish. They're being so this, they're being so that. Now, the minute you start thinking of that person, you're putting limits on them. And remember I said before, to transcend something is to go further, rise above, especially something that is a limit. So the minute you put a limit on another person or yourself, you are going to get bogged down in that, and there's going to be judgment, there's going to be gauging, there's going to be assessing, there's going to be defending, and all of a sudden you're going to be in this adversarial dance with the other person. Now, one of the keys to being able to transcend something is to understand that as human beings, we have this extraordinary ability to connect that has absolutely nothing to do with whether you share the same values, whether you have lots of things in common, whether you are pro-Brexit or non, whether you're pro-mask or anti-mask. Our ability to connect, to form deeply profound meetings of the minds and partnerships with another human being has absolutely nothing to do with those things. And I think it's been a great disservice to humanity when those things are pushed as the be-all and end-all, and we've got to find a way to agree or push down the fact that we disagree and compromise. Because that doesn't work. People get very, very resentful. And as I said earlier, they start to keep count, keep track, like notches on a belt, of who's given in more than another. And that is a slippery, slippery slope, and it decimates goodwill. As you would have heard me say on a number of my previous podcast episodes, goodwill is everything. It is something that I spend a lot of time teaching the students in my Relatable program, teaching my personal clients, because a lot of people think they're creating goodwill when they are not, when they are taking away. And I had a very interesting conversation about that with my students today, actually. I'm going to use that example in another podcast episode. Whenever someone thinks that they have to compromise, you're just inevitably going to bring more conflict and more resentment. But when it comes to transcending, it doesn't become about those things at all, because you realize that you can connect with another human being that has nothing to do with whether you agree or disagree. And it is the most freeing thing in the world when you see it. It's so freeing because you're not bogged down in all the thinking, in all the ruminating, and all the analyzing. In fact, that stuff just starts to fall away. You don't have the same mental load. And people without the same mental load show up completely differently. They show up from a place of acceptance. They stop putting conditions on themselves and the other person, and ultimately limits on the relationship, because they realize that in order to have a deep, deeply profound connection with another human being, you do not need to agree on everything. It's okay. In fact, it has absolutely nothing to do with those things. The day I saw this in my own marriage was the day that my marriage went to a completely different level. I see this with my children, with my friends, with family members. Less and less do I feel the need to inflict my opinion into anything, right? Because it's just an opinion, one of billions, right? It's one way of seeing something. And there are multiple ways of seeing anything. There is no one way or no right way. And I have the capacity as a human being to have any experience around anything. This is my potential, your potential, our potential as human beings. Now, you only need to look at a newborn baby to see the truth of what I'm saying. A newborn baby is born connected. It does not have a concept of opinions, of differences, of Republican, Democrat, Labor, Liberal. It doesn't have any of those. It doesn't have that thinking. It doesn't have those limits. It just loves and connects. That's what it does. Now, this is your birthright. This is what we do naturally. When we get out of our own way, when we realize that we are imposing limits upon ourselves and others, See, when you think that the only way to connect is through having people agree with you, you're placing limits on yourself, the other person in that relationship. You are a long way away from being able to transcend something. One of the keys to being able to transcend is to recognize that everything, our opinions are all made up. None of them are facts. Your opinion, my husband's opinion, your family's opinion, these are all stuff that you make up and decide that this is true. Nothing is true. Having the humility to realize that nothing is true, there is no one way to see anything. There's no two ways to see anything, three, four, five ways to see anything. There are infinite ways to see and experience the same thing. And as human beings, we've been given the gift to be able to do that. Now, it takes humility to admit that and see it, but when you do, the sense of freedom is fantastic because you don't need to defend anything. And when we're not defending, we've got far more room emotionally, spiritually, and mentally to connect. You go beyond differences and you realize that the differences are a great opportunity for you to learn something new, for you to understand something maybe that you've not seen in that person before, for them to share with you the way they see something and for you to try it on. They don't have to be something that you have to defend to the death so that you can win. Because as I've said before, when it becomes about winning, you have to understand in relationships, nobody wins. You get the transient feeling of satisfaction that then moves way for something emptier. So when we are transcending, we are going beyond our opinion of someone, someone's tastes and preferences, and recognizing that our ability to connect has nothing to do with those things whatsoever. You see where the limits are and you rise above them because you realize that relationships are built on something that has nothing to do with whether you agree. It's how you have a soul-to-soul connection with another human being. You create a depth of connection where people feel safe and free to be themselves and they know they're not going to be judged, gauged, assessed, where they don't have to defend themselves all the time, where they don't have to be careful about what they're going to say because someone else is going to jump down their throat and say, you're wrong. We know there's room for them to express whatever they need to express without someone else coming in from a place of ego and saying, no, 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 you can't say that. That's not right. That's not okay. We are able to listen, appreciate, and be in a good feeling with someone regardless of what their opinion is, regardless of their differences, regardless of what their tastes are. Relationships that connect on something that goes beyond those things go to a completely different level. And you know, the key to transcending is to see that your tastes and opinions are nebulous. They are not locked in. Nothing is fact. Nothing is truth. What is fact, what is truth, is that there are multiple ways of seeing something. What is fact, what is truth, is that as a human being, you have this built-in capacity to rise above, to go beyond the limits, to connect in a way that has nothing to do with judgment, ego, opinion, beliefs, values, compatibility. Because that is not where you create deep connection with another human being. When it's based upon those things, what you're really doing is satisfying your ego first and the soul second. Now, the essence of every human being is love. And when you realize that love has no limits, love has no form, love has no rules, you realize that anything is possible. And transcending is so much easier. It's so much more graceful. It feels better. There's so much more freedom for you and the other person and the potential of that relationship. Because once we transcend the limits that we place upon ourselves, another person, and our relationships, anything is possible. Literally anything. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, The best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukies.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.